Welcome back into the Ferris State Coaches Corner podcast series. I love it as we're working our way around the athletic department. Of course, a change of season coming up. We had men's basketball coach Andy Bronkema not too far back. And now we welcome in women's head basketball coach Kendra Faustin as they are getting set for their season. And coach, first and foremost, congratulations as you build this program up now in your fifth season coming up. Back-to-back GLIAC tournament appearances for you guys. I mean, that's a step in the right direction. Certainly, as you know, at a very tough GLIAC conference when it comes to women's basketball.
Yeah, well, thanks, Brett. Yeah, I'm really proud of what we're building, and certainly looking forward to taking the next steps this year. We have a talented group and a pretty we have five seniors and two juniors with some major playing experience and game experience. So as you go through building a program early on, it's getting your young players game experience, and that sometimes is painful, but certainly looking forward to that paying off and continuing to pay off.
Coach, let's take a look at your roster. I mean, 12 letter winners to your credit. You mentioned the five seniors coming back. A lot of scoring punch, a lot of balanced scoring punch, and a team that won 14 games a year ago. Take us through this roster and the different positions and who you like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, five seniors, all with major game experience, and one fifth-year senior who, has been around here for what seems like forever, but we wish we could keep her longer. But so we'll start with Riley Blair. She's our fifth-year senior, and she just has a knack for scoring. And, when she walks out on the court, she's long and lanky, and you think, she's doubled and she splits double teams, or you think she can't get it off, and she does. And she just has a knack for putting the ball in the basket. And she's a really smart defender. Her angles, her length, I mean, she tips a lot of passes, and so that really helps us in our press. And then we have senior center Brayan Benner. Bray is she's 6'2", and she can, grab the rim, and she is an elite rebounder. And that's what we'll really lean on her for, is rebounding. We put her at the front of our press, and again, she's long and athletic, and she's gotten better every year at her angles, and now it's tough to get a past her, and she runs the floor really well as well, so that helps. And then we have point guard Emily Cott from Manistee, Michigan. And Emily came on strong last year. We were just hammered by injuries. We had four of our top six out for about 4 weeks, give or take. And Emily stepped in when our starting point guard was out and did a fabulous job. She is different than our starting point guard. She distributes the ball. She makes really intelligent decisions. And, I was just so proud of her. She hadn't played a lot last year up to that point and became a major minute player and did a fabulous job. I mean, some of those games, like, I have no idea how we won, and she was a huge reason for that. Then we have Renee Sturm, who's a guard forward from Williamston. Just another success story of a player who, didn't play much early. She is a defensive staple in our group and just kept working. Those players that stay the course, who keep working and they fulfill the role that they have, but they keep striving to grow their game and earn another role. Renee is a great example of that. She is really smart. She's a great communicator. She's a big guard. So she typically is defending the best forward or guard. When we play teams like Northern Michigan who are really, really big, she is a great matchup in those situations. She's a great passer. She was a point guard in high school. So she does a little bit of everything, and it's things that don't always show up on the stat sheet, but she is the glue that holds that group together. And then Lily George from DeWitt. Lily tore ACL in December, and she's just getting back. She was cleared, at the beginning of practice, and she's ready to go. She is physical and strong, great, also a talented rebounder. Then we have four juniors in that next class, two of which have major game experience, and that's our point guard, Shania Huggins. And Shia is just getting back from injury. She took a good chunk of the summer off. In the long run, that will be beneficial because she'll be healthy and feeling good. And then Adrian Anderson, who, just has the kid can score, and she's an elite defender. And she really grew her game this summer. She really worked on her shooting, and I'm so excited for her to be able to showcase that hard work and celebrate that with her.
Coach, a couple of the players that I want you to comment on, one from the Grand Rapids area, we always like the the homegrown talent out of Rockford, a sophomore, Zoe Anderson from my alma mater, and another one I got a chance to watch for the last 2 years, and just a phenomenal shooter, part of two freshmen that'll join the Bulldogs this year, Mallory McCartney out of Saginaw Heritage State Championship program, and boy, she can really shoot the basketball.
Yeah, so Mallory is a competitor, and she's a winner, there's no question. We had our, you know, preseason scrimmages, and she's our leading scorer. She took over the game, she got a steal, she scored 6 points in a row, and we just took off. And she is, she's unconscious and fearless. I mean, there's definitely fear there, but she plows right through it. So, you know, the misnomer that no one's scared is that's not true. She has it, but she goes through it. The kid just absolutely knows how to win. She plays with so much joy. It is so much fun to be around her. Whenever I need my bucket filled, I look at her. I'm like, oh, man. And part of it is that, you know, that freshman, maybe a little bit naive, that, you know, we become hardened. Even as adults, we become hardened with, you know, oh, this is reality.
Right.
Those freshmen, they're just like dream come true. They're just like, this is so much fun and everything's so cool. We've never done this before. And so that energy is so much fun. She really, really knows how to win. So I'm looking forward to coaching her for the next 4 years for sure. And then Zoe Anderson, great story about Zoe Anderson. Unbelievable family. And you and I spoke a little bit about the best thing about Zoe Anderson is that her high level of accountability and her high work ethic, and she controls what she can control. And that has allowed her to have a great summer and really grow her game. She is at a different place. You know, your freshman year is hard, and Zoe navigated through that and made herself a better player. She is a phenomenal teammate and cares deeply about the team's success and her teammates' success. And so I'm excited to see her on the court showing off her new skills and her new confidence, and just really proud of the work that she's done.
You're listening to the Ferris State Coach's Corner podcast series. We're talking women's basketball with head coach Kendra Faustin, get ready for her fifth season. And by the way, the home opener will be Thursday, November 14th against GLIAC rival Hillsdale at Jim Wink Arena, 5:30 the start time. They'll open up the season a week from this Friday, November 8th, on the road against Lake Erie. So you can check them out. Follow everything at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Coach, the final thing I wanted to ask you about is, let's preview the GLIAC, and especially the GLIAC North. I know you guys are picked preseason number 3, and as you mentioned, the UP teams are so tough. I mean, Michigan Tech 1, Northern Michigan 2. To talk about the GLIAC North a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's interesting about the GLIAC North is that there's so many different styles of play.
Right.
And so night in and night out, you have to tweak. And that's, you know, thank heavens we have some seniors, because we can easily course correct right now with veterans. But, you know, Northern Michigan is huge, and they play slow, and they play a matchup zone, and you got to flat out make shots. And Michigan Tech is the direct opposite. They are really athletic, unbelievable defensive pressure, cover a ton of ground, and so those are two different styles and can really shoot it. I mean, Michigan Tech, they can really shoot it. So you have two different styles that you have to prepare for, both. You know, it's like, what do they say? There are more ways to skin a cat. 6 ways. I don't really know. but there's lots of ways to do things, but you just have to pick one and be really good at it. And those two, unfortunately, have picked the direct opposites and recruit that way and are really good at what they do. So it's a constant balancing act between, we're going to do what we do and what do they do well and how do we negate that.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch you through the season. And again, Jim Wink Arena, the place to be for men's and women's basketball with Ferris State. And we're looking forward to the start of the season. Kendra, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, Brett.